Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Let's play some music. Just give me a second here. We've got a technical problem going on. Here. Okay. The devotional is called The Lord Gives Contentment. Our Heavenly Father is a giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything He gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to abundant life. As we spend time this week stirring up our affections toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow His loving character to draw you close and provide life to every dry and weary place in your soul. In Philippians 4, Paul describes what he calls the secret to contentment. Scripture says, "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Similarly, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Imagine a life of total contentment regardless of your possessions or status. Imagine the peace, joy, and strength you can find in this kind of freedom. Paul experienced from the ways of the world. The question before you today is this: what is keeping you from living your life consistently and completely content? Scripture is clear that true contentment transcends circumstances. True contentment is found apart from the abundant provisions. God longs to draw you into a lifestyle of situational transcendence. He longs to provide contentment for you in every level. But it will take surrounding your system of values and pursuits to experience the satisfaction of God's perfect perspective. Contentment comes solely through a lifestyle of surrender. The truth is, we constantly believe a lie that the world can offer us true contentment. But we believe that the next purchase, friend, job, or hobby will satisfy foundational needs that can only find their fulfillment in God. We reach out to the world for help as if the world wasn't in immense need already. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your value lies in possessions and status, they will own you rather than you owning them. If you search after the opinion of man above God, your contentment will come and go with fleeting whims of those around you. But if you place your treasure with your Heavenly Father, your heart will find its home in the loving arms of God. If you will find the courage to surrender possessions, family, friends, jobs, and status today, you will find wonderful strength and contentment that transcends this world and finds its source in God alone. Spend time in prayer, cutting your emotional ties to the world, and placing your hope and trust in your Heavenly Father alone. Meditate on God's desire to bring you contentment that transcends your circumstances. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied." Where have you been finding your contentment? What have you been seeking after to satisfy your emotional needs? Where have you placed your treasure? Repent of any area in which you have been pursuing the ways of the world and ask the Holy Spirit to help you value what He values. Ask Him how He feels about your possessions and to give you the courage to give away or sell anything that is keeping you from reaching contentment. All that God would lead you to do is perfect and absolutely for your best interest. When it comes down to it, what's more valuable than contentment? Peace, joy, and fulfillment, and love. What's possession and friend, job, or status is of greater value than what God has to offer us. The world seeks contentment from avenues which only ever lead to greater need. God has placed before you the avenue of surrender and promises an unconditional and limitless supply of contentment if you will simply take His hand and trust and follow Him. May you gain the perfect perspective of your Heavenly Father today and pursue the contentment that comes from Him alone. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 6, and it'll bring this devotion more to light. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, You will get a chance to do so in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go and which way is up or down? Okay, are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, or drugs, pornography, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem you have, the Lord God can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. Believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. And once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. We'll play some music.
Bye.
All right, we got a caller. Okay, 111.
Hello, Mr. Ken. How you doing?
How are you doing, Mr. Ken?
I'm okay. Just here listening to your show. I wanted to know if you could say a special prayer for Doug.
Okay. And why would that be needed?
Because I hear he's not doing that good. Like, we people in the Philippines like to say, he's shy, but no natural luck. And we know that Doug's not doing good.
Okay.
Can you say a special prayer for him right now?
Yeah.
Okay, pray for him.
Okay, we come before you, Lord. Okay, for our brother Doug, who we love so much. No, I don't hate you, Frank Krasoff. Okay. We come for prayer for Doug because we love him so much, and he is a good value. Okay, he's not drinking.
And a long prayer.
Yeah, I know. So with that being said, you know, we love you, Doug. Okay, you keep coming back. It gets better every day. Amen. All right.
I'd like to say a special prayer for Doug, too, because I know that he's not doing that good. So, Lord, we come to you, we say special prayer for Doug, we go and we tell you, Jesus Christ, we tell you that you put your hands on Doug, okay, say this in your name. Amen. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into the prophetic thought for today. The Father says today, let your testimony be, I go to the Father when you attempted to wonder where life is going. Remember this, you're with me in the eternities before the foundation of the world, and you will be with me during the endless of the future time. If you can receive it, you are with me now, seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, and every name that is named. You are not a time-bound, sense-bound creature. Refuse to allow that which originates in time or dictates from your five senses that will be. I ask you the question now, as I asked Adam 6,000 years ago, who told you that you were naked? I say to you that you are not naked, but you are clothed upon my glory and my spirit that is putting you over in every avenue of life. Let the declaration be heard and resound on the inside of you. The song of heaven that emancipates you and sets you more fully free than human tongue can tell. The song of the Lamb is going out over you this day. Can you hear that sweet refrain that reverberates in you and through you by its power of resonance, destroys all captivity, every lie of hell and despair or hostility that could possibly presume to touch your life? Stand up in that song today, says God. Stand up and once and for all attenuate your spirit to my sound, and not the cacophony of discordance that originates with the infinite power of the enemy. My song, the song of the I Am, is thundering in you and through you to liberate, to heal, to set free and emancipate you and bring you this day, says God, into your blessing place. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay, well, let's play some more music. Thank you. Miami. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Well, anyway, I love you all, guys. You have a great night. Be blessed. Okay, come back Thursday night, and we'll have another show. Bye-bye.